visiting with Pleasantville head boys basketball coach Taylor Phipps. Coach, obviously probably not how you wanted the game to go tonight against Earlham, but can you walk me through you guys' effort a little bit?
Yeah, I thought our effort and intensity was really good all game. We just didn't handle the physicality very well, and Earlham did a really good job of pressuring us and getting us uncomfortable. And we just turned the ball over way too many times, especially in the first half. And that's really a tough thing to overcome when the other team is turning you over and they're getting so many more shots at the basket than you are. And so that was the biggest difference in the game. But our effort and our attitude was great the whole game. Just some things we need to clean up and get better at and learn from. And we'll be a different team, on down the road when we play them again later on.
As obviously a different level of opponents, but did you notice any difference much? You guys had a blowout victory earlier in the week against Melcher Dallas, and then now taking on a really good conference opponent in Earlham, did you notice much difference in your guys' effort, or was it pretty similar?
I mean, our effort was, I didn't question our effort at all. I think that obviously the level of opponent was a lot different and, pushed us a lot differently and, came at us a lot differently than we've seen this year. And so, we didn't respond, like I wanted us to, and like I hoped we could. But, as a long season and lots of opportunities to learn and keep getting better and keep growing. And so, we're playing a lot of guys that, it's kind of their first go around with varsity experience. And so, we're going to have some bumps along the way, but we'll keep growing and keep learning from it.
Yeah, can you kind of talk about that a little bit, some of the diversity of your team a little bit? You mentioned, you have some guys that have significant varsity experience, like Braylon Bingham last season, but yeah, also bringing in some guys that really haven't played much varsity at all. Do you feel like, I know it's just two games indie, but do you feel like, the team has started to gel together a little bit?
Yeah, I definitely think we're continuing to grow as a team and, a brotherhood, that every sport and every coach, when you get into a season, you hope that your team continues to grow together and become stronger and bonded. And I think that from our first practice until now, we've definitely taken a lot of steps in the right direction and are, kind of growing and learning each other and becoming closer as teammates, and that's only going to help us as the season goes on. So with three new starters and all the guys coming off the bench are new to varsity basketball, and so there's just a lot of kind of some growth that's going to happen, especially early in the season here. And so we'll keep going and keep getting better every day and learning from it.
Do you feel like you've been able to, if not already, but we'll be able to find a good balance this season on, playing solid around the perimeter and being able to move the ball around, but also being able to get it into the post a little bit? Of course, you lost a great post player, Dason Lierhoff, from last season, but do you feel comfortable with kind of a mix of your game a little bit?
Yeah, I think that, as the season goes on, we're going to, learn a lot of things about ourselves, and we're going to, guys are going to kind of develop into some new roles, and there's really no way to plan that out other than just getting in the fire and playing. And so after we start playing more games and playing in live action, then we'll see kind of how we evolve and how we keep growing as a team and as as individual players. And so I'm excited for that, and I'm excited to get back to practice with these guys.
A couple tough games next week against Matterhorn and Van Meter. How do you kind of, coming off a Friday game and then you have the weekend, kind of how do you prepare for a couple games like that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously those are two very tough opponents. It'll be a very physical game, and, they're both well coached and experienced and are going to be ready to go. So, they're not going to feel sorry for us at all. And, we need to keep getting better and keep growing and keep learning and keep building on that.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Best of luck to your team as you go into two tough games next week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.